FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, O God, asking you to forgive us for everything we said and even impure thoughts that we had. Asking you to forgive us right now, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we don't want nothing to hinder us from getting into your presence, because we know in your presence is fullness of joy. Father God, we ask that, Lord God, you would just give us more revelation and more knowledge of your word, God. Lord, I decrease in order that you may increase in me, O God. Lord, I pray that you would heal, deliver, and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being a great God. We thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being our sustainer. Thank you for being our deliverer and so much more. But most of all, you are the great I am. And we say thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Ruth, the 4th chapter, the 14th and 15th verse. Ruth, 4th chapter, 14 and 15. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And the topic today is expect his favor. After the death of her husband and two sons, Naomi felt heartbroken. She felt empty. She felt bitter. She was just finished with life. But when her daughter-in-law Ruth fell in love and married with Boaz and had a baby named Obed, Naomi's life was renewed. She took care of that baby just like that baby was her own son, and she was happier than she ever dreamed of. So what's significant is that Obed became the grandfather of David, and out of David's family line, Jesus came. So Naomi couldn't see it, but through her heartbreak, she became instrumental and our Savior being born. So what is the meaning of Ruth 4:14-15? Boaz's loving actions toward Naomi and Ruth point to the love of God in Christ. You see, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son just for us. People of God, you may be at this empty place in your life, like nothing is happening, like you're just tired of going through what you're going through. Perhaps you don't see how you could ever be happy again. But I just want to encourage you. This is not how your story ends. God has things in your future better than you've ever imagined. You may not understand the hardship right now, but trust him. It's all part of his plan. Look at Psalm division 5 and 12, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 5 and 12, it says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield." You see, favor is defined as a treatment, a special treatment, and it shows grace. Favor will put you where God wants you. It will open and close doors to place you were at. It will put you in a place where you do not need to be. It shows protection. It will show protection on your life. Favor can do for you what you can't do for yourself. So what would take us a lifetime to do on our own by ourselves, favor can bring it in a day. Favor can bring it in a second. People of God, favor will cause you to be noticed when you are looked over. Come on here, somebody. Favor will bring blessings, protection, deliverance, promotion, and guidance. So when you don't know what to do, let favor do it for you. Favor makes you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Favor brought Joseph from the pit to the palace. Favor brought Esther from being an orphan to being queen. One touch of favor from God brings positive change. Favor puts you in a right relationship, and it also protects you from the wrong ones too. Come on here now. Favor will bring you connections to put you in the right place, doing the right things for the right reasons. It will turn your life around, bringing justice to unfair situations. You see, God surrounds us with favor as a shield. So expect God's favor to show up when you need it the most. Come on here, somebody. When we walk in his favor, we receive God's grace, God's blessings, and God's benefits that are not intended to help us in our own lives. They are not just intended to help us in our lives. These blessings, in turn, allow us to be a part of his kingdom by demonstrating how much he loves others. We can show others how much God loves them through our actions. That's why you got to live this life 24/7. My God, this is why you should never give up on your faith in God, because somebody is always watching you. Your expectations are more powerful than any negative thing that Satan can put before you. They will override the negative, no matter how often they manifest in your life. So, expect God's favor in your life and watch what it will do. Remember that God's favor lasts a lifetime, even until death. So when you expect God's favor, listen to me well, you are expecting good things from God. This means that the more you expect good things from him, the more he will give them to you in a perfect and unexpected moment. There are some steps that we have to position ourselves to receive God's favor. We have to position ourselves to walk in the favor of God. We just can't get up and say, oh, I got the favor of God. No, there are some things you have to do to obtain the favor of God. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit. You got to meditate on your word day and night. You got to trust God, even when things don't even look like they're going the way they should. You still got to trust God. You got to believe God, that God would turn certain things around. You got to know you have the favor of God on your life. Oh, come on, somebody. You have to expect the favor of God. You got to keep believing. You got to keep living with passion. You have to keep being hungry and thirsty after him. You got to keep expecting his favor. I keep repeating this, to expect his favor, because some of y'all are just about to give up because you're tired. Because you're tired of going through the same thing and you don't see no hope. You don't see any ending in it. But the Spirit of the Lord sent me to tell you, don't give up. He knows the plan for your life. He knew what you was going to face even before it even happened. It's just a test. I get the Osha. You know you have favor on your life. You have the authority, my God, to speak it through your mouth, to say, I know I have the favor of God, and I know this thing is going to work out in my favor. It's going to turn around. I'm going to be a testimonial to somebody. Come on here, somebody. God wants to take you to a blessed place. And some of you, he just told me he's going to take some of you because you have got it down pat that I know God is going to move for you, for me. That he's getting ready to take you to a blessed place. He has removed the barriers. He has removed the obstacles. He has removed everything that was hindering you from getting to your blessed place, where you can be more fulfilled, so that you can be more rewarded, so you can spend more time with him, so you can get more enhanced and more filled. God wants to take you to the blessed place, to that blessed place. So we got to expect the favor of God. Expect him to do what he has promised in his word that he's going to do. Remember, he want to take you to that blessed place where you are more fulfilled and more rewarded than you've ever been. Expect the favor of God. And God's favor lasts, it's a lifetime, even unto death. When people see you and things constantly happening for you, they know you got favor with God. And guess what? That favor can spew out on them. Oh my God. That's why God said he will even give you the right connections, the right relationships, because everybody can't go where you go. Who? Everybody is not willing to sell out completely and say, for God I live and for God I die. Who? Everybody can't say, God, if you never do nothing else for me, you done enough. I'm satisfied right there. God say, some of you have made up your mind. You want him and not just seeking for his hand. And what the Holy Ghost means, seeking for his hand, is seeking what God can give you. Oh, come on here, somebody. Expect the favor of God, because it's surely coming to pass. Who? Let us pray. Father, thank you that you know best when it comes to the difficulties that come into our lives. Father God, thank you that your plans are always so much more fulfilling and bigger than our plans. Father God, I decree and I declare that you are in control. And at the right time, God, you will get us to where you want us to be. And we want to say thank you. God, we thank you for the favor that is upon our lives, that we will walk in it and continue to walk in it until you call us home. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for tuning in on today. If you need to reach me, you can call me at 318-206-8953. Remember, continue to expect the favor of God. I love you, and God does too. When you're down to nothing, my God is up to something. Be blessed.